Hello and welcome to the Season 3 bonus episode. The bonus episode. Mom, the bonus episode.
Yo, yo, it's the bonus episode.
Oh my god, the bonus episode? Yeah, Marty, we're doing the bonus episode and Dick's brought us all back here for one final episode in the Season 3 finale of the podcast for his podcast. Oh my god, that's pretty exciting. I'm sorry to think my super exciting gonna be happening in this episode. In this bonus episode, that's right, Marty, I am Chuck Lovegood, and you are now on the bonus episode of the Season 3 finale of the Podjinx TV Podcast. And bringing you this podcast episode is a bunch of sponsors who've donated so much money to the Hijinx TV Podcast. That's right, each of our donor sponsors, they have donated over $100,000, and now we are going to list off all those businesses who have graciously donated to the Hijinx TV Podcast. All right, start the teleprompter. You can start the teleprompter. You can start the teleprompter. The teleprompter, start it. Start the tele... What? What do you mean? What do you mean there's no... There's nobody wanted to sponsor the podcast? Well, all right then. I don't know what's going on here. Let's get it back to Dick.
Chuck, that's not funny.
What?
You know what? That's not funny. You know we didn't have any sponsors. You know that nobody's donated so much money to the fucking podcast.
Why?
That was just off script. That wasn't funny. Why'd you even say that?
You asked me to.
No, I did not. I did not.
You told me there were people that were donating to the podcast.
Never said that, Chuck. You know what? Get Chuck out of here. Just get him out of here.
But Dick, no, you need me.
No, I don't. But get him out of here. Just get him out of here.
All right. Well, Let's actually get on with the real podcast. There are no sponsors, but this is a bonus episode, and we're going to be having all of the people that we've had on our podcast over the last few years. This has been 4 years now.
4 years. Started doing the podcast when I was 32. I'm 36 now. It's 4 years. Jesus Christ, time flies. All right, well, without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go! So, the first thing I'm going to be addressing in this first segment of the podcast is something I did not finish. I didn't finish my thought in I believe it was the last... The last episode, I don't remember what part of this, it was the season finale. I just don't remember if it was part 1, 2, 3, or 4. Which just reminded me about something else, but anyway, the unfinished thought. I'm gonna have more of them now, swirling off left, right, and center field.
Okay, so.
Christmas carols. I know why people don't like them so much and why every single year... Is there a drawer here? There is a drawer here. Oh, shit. Okay, anyway. Christmas carols. I know why they annoy people so much. Because there's not that fucking many of them. So, a lot of radio stations, like the day after Thanksgiving, they start playing Christmas music. And then you've got fucking 30 fucking days of Christmas music on some stations, and like on a lot of stations, and like you can switch back and forth through the stations and you're still gonna hear like the same fucking Christmas song. It might be by somebody else, but you're gonna hear the same fucking one. So you have that 30 days, you've got probably like, I don't know, 10 to 20 Christmas songs that they play on rotation every hour, and there's 24 hours in a day. So you got 10 to 20, you know, times the 24 hours, and then multiply that by the 30 days, and that's how many fucking times that you've heard this same song over and over and over and over again. And what have they done in the past for torture? Play the same fucking song on a loop. That's a form of fucking torture. I just realized, wow, our government's torturing us into, like, buying Christmas presents. They're like, here, you gotta go to the store where you're gonna hear the same fucking songs about buying Christmas presents, our government, like, controls us through mind manipulation. Holy shit. I think I just unlocked a new stoner theory there. Stoner conspiracy theory. Is it a conspiracy, though? Because we already know that they are listening to us through our microphones when we're talking. Otherwise, you would not have that fucking targeted ad pop up as soon as you open up your Facebook or your Google or your... what's Twitter? X now? I don't fucking know. Okay, well, let's get on to the next segment. Hey, Dick. What's up, Batman?
What are you drinking?
Vanilla chai latte. Do you like chai, Batman? Have you ever had chai?
Yeah, I love chai. Like, it's one of my favorite spices. Chinaman and nutmeg.
Wait, what? The fuck did you just say?
Chinaman and nutmeg. I love those two. Like, those two flavors really, like, just, like, during the winter times, Chinaman and nutmeg, like, in your hot cocoa is really good.
But I said chai. Like chai, like the spice, chai.
Yeah, I know. Short for Chinaman.
No, not a Chinaman. Chai. I don't even know what fucking... What are you...
Not a chai... Jesus Christ, I was racistic. I did not say a Chinaman. I said Chinaman. Like, you know, like, you put Chinaman and, applesauce and, like, different stuff. You know, you could just sprinkle it on...
Wait a minute.
God damn it, Dick, you're always interrupting me.
Batman, just wait a minute. Say that one more time.
That one more time.
Oh my God, not... Batman, I don't mean, like, repeat me. I mean, say what you just said one more time.
What you just said one more time? Why do you keep having me say these weird fucking phrases, Dick?
Oh my God, Batman. I said chai. What do you think chai is short for?
It's cinnamon. Cinnamon, you know, cinnamon and nutmeg.
Cinnamon. You mean cinnamon?
Fuck is cinnamon? I'm not gonna do something bad with this. It's cinnamon.
Cinnamon and nutmeg. Those two go together.
Oh my God, Dick, I don't know why you're saying cinnamon weird, but it's cinnamon. Wait, there's no S in the word. Okay? If there was an S in the word, then I could see how you were saying cinnamon. But it's not, it's cinnamon.
Oh my God. Here, we're gonna put these headphones on. Put this earbud in your ear. We're gonna listen to how Google says this word, okay? And look how it's fucking spelled. There's no CH there, okay?
Well, there's no S in the word either, and you're saying cinnamon. It's cinnamon.
Here, let me just push play.
Dick, that's not right. The Google's wrong. They're pronouncing it wrong. It's pronounced cinnamon. I don't know, you hacked into this and you did something here, or this is like a fake Google. Let me Google something myself. Okay.
Why are you Googling if Dick Nutbutt is a fag?
Because I want to know if this is real or if you set this thing up. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Look, no search results. You set this shit up.
What? How does that mean that I set this shit up?
Because you wanted to fuck with me. If it was real, then right there, there'd be like hundreds of search results with like you associated with those search results.
Batman, it's not Cinnamon. It's Cinnamon. I think you need to go back to school.
I went to school.
And I think you need to go back to school.
No, I did not. I went to school, and then I went back to school, and then I went back to the same grades a couple of fucking times. I know what I'm talking about, Dick.
My fucking God. All right, Batman. It's Cinnamon. Whatever.
Hey, Marty. Yeah, Martha, I'm literally sitting right behind you. Oh, what do you want?
Are you ready to do this podcast segment with me?
Yeah, I got someone away, but I gotta be doing for this one.
Well, Dick sent me this little Luca Bear thing with a cartridge, and he wants us to try it out and see how we like it.
Then we're gonna be getting stoned again?
Yeah, we're gonna be getting stoned again, Marty.
Can we go to Baskin Robbins later?
I don't know about that, Marty. Do you remember what happened the last time that we went into Baskin Robbins?
No, it's been a long time since we've been into Baskin Robbins. I remember going to a Cold Stone Creamery, though, at one point.
Marty, no, that was Baskin Robbins that we went into when you just, no, we're not doing that. Maybe we can go to the store and you can pick out some ice cream from there, but we're not going to an actual ice cream store.
What about Dairy Queen? Can we go to Dairy Queen, like, through the drive-thru? You could drive. I don't really feel all good.
Oh my God, Marty, just get ready for the podcast. We'll worry about your goddamn food later, all right, you fat ass? Oh my God, just sit down over here. Okay, all right, here we go. Okay, hello, podcast listeners. Today we are going to be using this little Luca Bear thing that Mr. Nutbutt sent us, and there's a blueberry cartridge, and oh my God, I love blueberries. Don't you love blueberries, Marty?
Yeah, I remember we went to that place, out, it was, when we went and visited Nick, on the peninsula, and, yeah, there's a place you could go pick blueberries. Oh my God, I didn't even know that. Like, they gave me the bucket, I was like, why do I need a bucket? I was just gonna open my mouth and put them right in my mouth. Like, those are so good.
Marty, oh my God, here. Alright, I'm gonna try this first, and then you can try it, and we'll see how you know it does. Alright, let's do this. Ooh, it tastes really good, Marty. Oh my God. There's a nice subtle blueberry flavor there. Here, you taste it, Marty.
Oh, but okay. Blueberry. So am I gonna chew this hit, or am I just gonna breathe it in?
Oh my God. Marty, don't ask me stupid questions, or I will slap the shit out of you.
I was just trying to be funny, God. Okay, let me take a puff. Oh my God. Oh my God, that does taste very delightful. It tastes like I just had a blueberry in my mouth. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Marty. Why did you blow that hit right in my face? Oh, that was a big hit you took. Oh. And then you blew it right in my face and it made me... Oh. Oh my God, Marty. Oh. Oh my God, this stuff is really good though. I guess I haven't smoked in a while because that stuff's hitting me already.
Yeah, it's that's getting pretty. Jesus Christ, that's really good. Did you fill my prescription?
What?
Did you fill my prescription? I have a prescription that needed to be filled, and I don't remember if I did them.
What, you mean your Viagra?
I don't take Viagra.
Marty, that's one of your pills that you've been taking it for a while now. You know, when you hit about 60, you started needing a little bit of help.
No, doctor told me that was for vitality. You know, so I could, live longer.
No, he said it was Viagra. So you can do other stuff for longer.
No. No, that's Viagra. Get my bottle. Where's my bottle at? Holy. That son of a bitch! Oh, God! That's why he told me only take it at night, I guess.
Yeah, Marty, you don't want to be walking around all day with a boner.
Oh my God. This is... I've been taking this for 10 years. How come nobody told me?
They told you several times now, Marty.
No, I don't remember this.
Maybe because you're stoned.
I'm what?
You're stoned, Marty.
Where? I don't see any rocks.
Oh my God, Marty. Jesus Christ, you're stoned and stupid. Oh, goodness.
Oh, why'd they put me in here with you?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Listen closely, Mike, because I have a news flash for you. I don't like you. That's why.
But what the fuck, Bernard? You and I, we've been through a lot over the years.
But Bernard, you've stolen from me so you could buy drugs.
Yeah, okay.
You've thrown literal shit at me.
I was on drugs when I did that, and I thought we were monkeys. And, this is what monkeys do. Monkeys throw shit. You ain't never been to a zoo and you see the monkeys? They're just shit in the hand. They just throw it. You know, I thought we were on Planet of the Apes. You know, everybody was just looking Caesar. And I'm just looking over here what the fuck's going on. And, it just happened. You know, but, it's not like I was targeting you.
Oh, Mike. I feel like you were targeting me because it hit me square in the middle of my mask.
Well, I mean, like I said, Bernard, alright, I thought we were monkeys, I thought we were on Planet of the Apes, and I was asserting my dominance, alright? I had to let all the other little shitheads around me know that I was, King Ape.
My God, Mike, you're frustrating. Why are you just staring at me?
Well, because I'm waiting to see why else you don't, why you say you don't like me, but not. We've been through so much over the years. I thought you and I, we was bad man and dick. I thought we were and now I'm finding out that, you don't like me. And I'm ooh, what's going on over here?
Oh my God, Mike, are you fucking crying? Are you seriously over there crying?
Well, I'm not crying over here, man. I'm just, I'm confused, and this is my confused face, and those are confused, eye leaks and stuff, and I don't know why you don't like me there, but now I thought we was best buddies and stuff.
But Mike, Jesus Christ, keep it together, man. You're how old?
I'm 47 or something.
Oh my goodness, Mike. Stop it or I'm gonna slap you.
No, Bernard, don't need to slap me. Bernard, we're just over here. I'm just I thought we were buddies.
Alright, fine, Mike. Goddamn, we're friends.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We're so good friends right there. Alright. When the hell's Dick and Batman gonna get here so we can start this podcast?
I hope fucking soon.
Huh?
Alright, well, that's going to wrap up our bonus episode in Season 3, and the next episode coming out is going to be Season 4. That's right, we've officially made it through 3 freaking seasons, and this year, 2024, we're officially in 2024 right now, this year, I'm going to stay on top of it more. We're going to be shooting for the top 5 comedy podcasts. We got into the top 10 in 2022. Obviously didn't do it in 2023 because I slacked the fuck off. But we're going to be back this year. We're going to be putting them out as quick as we can. And you guys are going to be listening to them and sharing them and inviting your friends to listen and share. And we are going to make Hijinks the number one podcast within the next 5 years. We got this, all right? You guys just keep on supporting and keep on inviting all your friends, sharing to your Facebook, sharing to your exes, not your ex, but Twitter, formerly known as, your ex, formerly known as Twitter. You can share to your Instagram. If you are listening on Spotify, make sure you hit the follow button and then hit the bell right next to it so you can get notified when we post new podcasts. And you can also leave a cue on whatever episode you choose. It'll notify me that you've left a cue, and I can either post that cue to my page with an A or delete it. So send me some cues. Let's see. So trolls, just know that I do have to review the cues, but you know what, I would fucking love some troll cues. I'll post them. Just, if you send them to me first. If they're too fucked up, then I won't. Yeah, I will post them so people can see who you are and know that you're a piece of shit. But, anyway. I've got shit to do. I'm gonna get onto that. But I wanted to get out this bonus episode quickly. Thank you guys for tuning in this season. We'll see you guys next season. And remember to invite all your friends. Dick, you really need to stop doing that.